Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for choosing Broken Earth. We nearly didn't make it here again because Blog Talk Radio can't get their act together. There's always something wrong. I can't even log into the freaking chat room. And I'm some sort of guest now. I don't know what's going on. And I've got a busy signal trying to log into the show. Sort yourselves out, Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, there's going to be problems. Got some interesting topics for you today, plenty of news articles. Nunu's got some awesome moon stuff to talk about the moon. And more stuff. If you'd like to give us a call today, let's share a story with us. Spiritual experience, paranormal experience, or want to share something with us, then please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. I can't even listen back to see if the sound sounds okay because the freaking player's not working. So I'm going to have to trust that it's working all right. And everybody relax. Enjoy the show.
We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope you can hear us okay. Welcome to Broken Earth Radio Show. You know, I am driving myself crazy with these nails. You know, I never really do anything to my nails. You know that I always keep them cut short. You know, when I did try to grow them out a little while back, you were complaining, and I think you even told me to cut my nails. So, but yes. You were saying, ouch, it was almost like it was, you know, a shark attacking you with teeth, and it was just, you know, handing you something. But anyway, so, you know, ever since you got eaten those anime nails, I just became obsessed with nails, like the kind that you can just stick on, you know?
Yeah.
So, see these?
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody, hello. I'm so glad that we are able to talk to you guys today. We did have a tough time, and hopefully we'll get some people in the chat room that are actually able to type in there so we'll know if we're sounding okay. You know, sometimes we sound horrific, and, you know, we just...
Sometimes we sound amazing. See that? I'm guest 1742.
Yeah, you can't even chat.
I know.
His guest can't type.
Just a civilian.
Just a civilian. That's all right. But we do have a few people in the queue, so let's get started. When we do take calls, the first caller we're going to talk to is 626. So you just hang tight. But today, you know, it's the full moon. It's the long cold moon. It's the tiniest full moon of the year. What else do they call it? Itty-bitty skinny moon?
It looked quite big this morning.
What do you know about big moons?
Are we talking about the moon? Well, I saw it this morning, and because it was low through the horizon, it gives the impression of it being big, and it looked quite big, and it was a clear sky. It's full moon. It's really bright. I tried to take a picture of it, but it came out kind of weird.
Came out sexy, because moon pictures usually come out real hot and sexy. You gotta really, really practice getting full moon pictures.
Well, I do need a filter. There's a filter you can get so you can photograph moons, not just stars, but, you know, Europa.
We've got some cute stories that we've thrown up on the web page. Broken Earth, well, actually the Facebook page, you know, Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook, we have an article about people who were absurdly hard to kill.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Okay. And that's one of the reasons why I was thinking about that. Well, I played that song from Kill Bill, other than the obvious reasons. And there's also a story about bikers who, you know, help with abused kids and help make them feel strong. And there's also this really, really, really cool article about these sheep that climb this rock formation. They literally are climbing with their
hands.
Or whatever they're called, and there is nothing to really hold on to, and they're climbing the thing because they're trying to lick the salt, and they just keep going up and up and up and up this thing, and I'm telling you, I know some of them have to fall.
The sheep, not goats, right?
They're sheep, and they are in, it's this vertical wall in the Italian Alps that they, I mean, they look like goats, but they were calling them sheep. I don't know.
They're like mountain goat, mountain sheep. I like mountain sheep at a weekend.
Yeah, that was really, really bad. Really, really bad. So bad.
I've got to keep putting the levels up on this microphone. It keeps dropping.
I think it's just probably time for a new mic, to be honest. I mean, that's just what it is. It's just the way it is.
So I'm wondering if that's why sometimes towards the end of the show sounded quiet, because by the time it's got to the end of the show, it's like down, because now it's on 100%. And I think, is it it'll adjust the microphone volume if I get too loud? Loud. There we go. It's dropped to 96.
Crazy.
So I've got to keep, just let me know if my levels drop and I'll keep shimming it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, why don't you get started? Tell us some cool stuff.
Okay. Samsung has reportedly, sorry Samsung, I know I'm a customer of yours, but, you know, Samsung has reportedly attempted to silence a customer whose Galaxy S4 smartphone dangerously caught fire. The South Korean group's actions have, however, backfired after the customer used social media to highlight the company's response. Earlier this month, YouTube user, Ghostly Rich posted a video that showed the damage caused to his Samsung Galaxy S4 handset after it caught fire while charging.
Oh, wow.
The other night, we plugged it in, and we, like, we're letting it charge. That's what it says.
Okay.
Literally nothing different, he says, and then the smell of smoke, fire, and destruction. What's the smell of destruction?
The smell of destruction, it kind of smells like hair, but then it also smells like burnt popcorn.
So it was one of those hairy Samsung phones, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God the battery didn't go, he added. Anyone who knows these batteries will know when they blow, they expand and just explode.
You know, I had that cell phone.
And when they do, it's just molten fire.
You know, I had that cell phone forever and ever and ever. Remember, it had the battery that was expanding? And I was like, I can't even put the thing on it anymore. Oh, well, let me just keep using it. And I used it and used it and used it. Anyway.
Yeah, thinking about that, you shouldn't have.
I know.
Although the battery did not explode, Ghostly Rich's phone was destroyed. And so he contacted Samsung for a replacement, but instead of providing one, sorry, isn't that completely wrong? What's that in the road? A head? Sorry, let me read that out again.
Yeah.
But instead of providing one,
they gave him two.
No.
Oh.
The customer claims Samsung ordered him to remove the video from YouTube before he replaced the handset. The letter, which can be read here, read, as a condition of exchanging the phone with a similar model, what's-his-face, agrees to remove his YouTube video or any other link or statement relating to these matters and refrain from making other videos or statements about relating to matters set out herein. Samsung's letter also demanded that Ghostly Rich not disclose the settlement details. The approach backfired. However, as Samsung's letter now has had over 270,000 views, and Ghostly Rich's videos racked up over 700,000 views, Ghostly Rich's experience follows a series of incidents which Samsung's phones reportedly caught fire. In June this year, a fire which destroyed a Hong Kong flat was thought to have started when a Samsung Galaxy S4 burst into flames. The owner of the device, known as Diu, said he was playing the game Love Machine.
And it just blew up.
Yeah, heard a loud pop from the phone's battery. He said he was startled by the noise, pulled up his pants, and instinctively threw the phone onto a sofa, which promptly caught fire. Only a month later, Swiss teenagers suffered...
Pulled up his pants? That was really there?
No, it wasn't. You're playing a game called Love Machine, you know. I mean.
Okay.
Swiss teenagers suffered second- and third-degree burns when a smartphone apparently exploded in a pocket. Fanny Schlatter. It's
just, you stop making up names. Just keep
that's
going.
Her name.
Just go. Go.
No, that's the name, Fanny Schlatter.
Her name is not Fanny Schlatter.
I'll show you the.
Okay, fine. Her name is Fanny Schlatter.
18 was, if you're even laughing about this, but 18 was injured with the Samsung Galaxy S3. Oh, no.
That's what you have.
Yeah, that's karma right there. Allegedly blew up in her trouser pocket. Fanny. what?
Stop!
What's her name?
I know, but you're just saying it just like you love saying it.
In a separate incident, an Irish Samsung S3 owner, because, you know, Irish, of course, gotta emphasize that.
Right.
Samsung 3 owner claimed his handset burst into flames as he was driving his car. However, it was later discovered following tests by fire investigation in the UK that the phone had been previously placed in the microwave to remove water damage. And this may have caused the fire. It goes on a bit there, but watch out for those phones.
Watch out for the... Well, just watch out for all of them, to be honest.
Yeah. Go back to, you know...
The house phone?
Yeah. Take that out with you. Extension cable.
Yeah, just walk around with like a portable phone and just act like it's, you know, a cell phone.
Do an old Fanny Schlatter.
So messy and gross. Anyway.
Fanny Schlatter.
Oh, my goodness. That is just a mess. Let's do this, okay? Let's play a song. Let's take a caller, and let's get back to the full moon.
Is the system moving down?
No, it's probably not.
Okay.
It's angry cockroaches. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. Give us a call. The number is 347-215-8421. We are talking about the full moon today. We are also going to have our spiritual question that we'll be asking when we get back from the break. And so ponder the spiritual question. Give us a call. You know, talk about the spiritual question. Talk about the full moon. Get yourself a simple sample reading. You know, share in the conversation. We love talking to you because this is what this is all about. And we'll be right back. Remember, this is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we'll be back in a moment.
Just in all heaven. Marijuana.
blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Did you like that at the very end?
I'm hungry. You know what I visualized while that was going on?
What?
Like a montage, or, you know, like a time lapse, whatever you want to call it, of somebody out at a bar, down in shots, and then like stumbling around, and then going drinking all these beers and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just getting wasted.
Yeah.
That's what that song's pretty much about.
What's it called? What, cockroaches?
It's Angry Cockroaches.
Angry Cockroach.
It's by Tito and the Tarantula.
So the name of the song is
Angry Cockroach.
Angry Cockroaches, but it's by
Tito.
Tito
and the Tarantula.
It's
From Dusk Till Dawn. Don't you notice there's a theme today? And you completely ruined it.
Oh, Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
See, I got it. sorry, I don't need to clap. Okay.
Well, you don't have to do all that. You don't have to do that.
That's so smart. I worked that out.
I don't know how you got that. Now, our question today, this is the question I want everybody to be thinking about. Would you rather lose all of your old memories or never be able to make new ones? You need to think about that, too.
Well,
what? What?
Forgot what I was going to say.
You really forgot what you were going to say?
I was trying to put into words what my mind was doing.
But you weren't able to create new memories, were you?
No, that's right. So you know what I chose.
You apparently chose the old one.
I think I'd probably choose not to be able to make any new memories. No. I don't know, man.
But that's not the thing is that you have to have an opinion. So I want you to think about it.
I thought as a radio host, we're not supposed to have opinions.
No.
Exactly.
I am not allowed to have an opinion, but you are going to have an opinion today. You are going to have an opinion today. The full moon today that starts today is the full cold moon or the long night moon. It's the month when the winter cold fastens its grip and the nights become long and dark. One of the things that I remembered when I was thinking about the full moon, and I can't believe I've forgotten all about this, I remember being told that we're supposed to trim our hair during the new moons and the full moons because it helps your hair to be thicker. I forgot all about that. So anyway, it's something to think about.
I'm going to cut my hair tomorrow night.
And maybe by the new moon, you'll have an afro.
I'll be like Goldilocks with an afro. Does that make any sense? Probably not.
You'll have a big, gigantic blonde afro. It'll be great. Okay, let's take this caller at 617. 617, this is Broken Earth. How are you doing today?
Last Friday.
Friday.
Hello.
What's going on Friday?
The owners are actually looking through revenue.
I think somebody's on the phone.
Someone, but that was yesterday. So I'm hoping something.
Hello.
Hello. Well, at least they haven't fallen asleep like that one.
Okay, we'll just put her back on hold, okay?
Right.
Put her back on hold, and we'll get back. Okay, but in the meantime, why don't you get back to your next story?
Britain is still giving China millions of pounds in aid, even though the communist superpower is so wealthy it's just sent a rocket to the moon.
Kind of aid. Well, I guess it's money, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Official figures seen by the Daily Mail revealed that Britain gave Beijing £27.4 million last year, making a mockery of the ministerial assurances that the program was to stop. The revelation comes days after China flaunted its might by successfully landing a probe on the lunar surface. And only 2 weeks ago, David Cameron went to Beijing to seek Chinese investment to improve Britain's ailing infrastructure. I think maybe it's supposed to say failing.
Well, maybe it is supposed to be ailing.
Probably failing. Like. Government officials said that UK money went on program. So,
what is up with your okay.
vocabulary? But basically, there it is. We're giving all this money to China to help them out, £27.4 million. And they're like, let's send a rocket to the moon. Yay.
Well, I guess it just depends on what China wants to spend its money on. Maybe China
there must have been some agreement.
Maybe China wants to spend its money on what it wants to spend its money on. And it wants to spend Britain's money on food and other stuff that it needs. I'm just kidding. I'm acting like China's a kid.
the poor people in China are actually helping them out. But, you know, who's paying it? I'm freaking paying it. Taxpayers.
There's so much.
And there's a piece of my money on the moon somewhere.
There's so much of a revolving door of money going around this world that, I mean, you know.
It says here, when China is sending missions to the moon, it is quite clear they no longer need our help. That's true enough. There you go. Boom.
Well, I mean, you know.
What?
I guess we can talk about it and complain about it, but it doesn't mean anything's going to really change.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything at all.
No, I'm just saying. Can I not say?
You don't have an opinion. Remember who said that?
Okay, so tell me this. Would you rather lose all your old memories or not be able to create new ones?
Not to be able to create new ones, because I'm afraid that if I lost my old memories, I'd forget who I was.
Well, that's you, though. I'm not trying to say that's wrong.
That's your opinion.
That's your opinion. I mean, I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying that there might be somebody who wants to get away from who they are, who may want to forget about all the horrible things they've done.
Well, your thing is, that goes hand in hand. I mean, if I could pick and choose some things, maybe I wouldn't forget some, but it's taking all the bad and the good. But then again, if you had bad experiences, it also makes who you are today. If you're happy with who you are today, then that would be a good decision to make. Would it not?
Yeah. But, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer.
Well, I didn't win.
You did not win. You never do, though, so...
The annoying whirr windscreen wipers may soon be a thing of the past. McLaren is designing a sports car that uses a system adapted from fighter jets to keep a driver's vision clear in bad weather without the need for blades. It is believed to involve high-frequency sound waves similar to those used by dentists for removing plaque from patients' teeth. The Formula One firm, based in Surrey, is developing the method for its new supercar expected to roll off the production line in 2015. If successful, it could be used in family cars McLaren is reluctant to release details about the wiper-free windscreen, which could cost only £10 per vehicle to mass produce. Well, chief designer Frank Stevenson said, what? You're laughing at me?
Yeah.
Chief designer Frank Stevenson said the system had already been proven by the military. Experts believe it makes use of ultrasound to create tiny vibrations that shake off rain, insects, mud, and other objects landing on the screen. McLaren said the new system could improve cars' fuel economy and prevent the problem of wiper blades freezing to the glass in winter. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Why did somebody say no more sex in cars? What's that got to do with it? Wouldn't, or surely if it's vibrating, wouldn't that help in the process?
Yeah, I don't get that. Somewhere between a food pantry and a traditional grocery store is an opportunity to help feed those in need. And that is the idea of social supermarkets, a European model that offers discounted food exclusively to those in poverty. The stores have grown in popularity across the continent, and this week the UK opened its first, dubbed Community Shop. The store is located in an impoverished former mining town in South Yorkshire. Part discount grocer, part social service agency, the supermarkets are for members only. The membership is free, but it's limited to those who can prove they receive some form of welfare benefit. Members can save up to 70% on food that's been rejected by grocers because it might be mislabeled, it could have a damaged packaging, or be nearing an expiration date. That food is still edible, though, so instead of getting thrown away, it's donated with a waiver of liability. Christina Holwig is a professor who studies social supermarkets at Vienna University of Economics and Business in Austria. Unlike food pantries, she says, the stores are designed for people who might have their own house and a job but are still struggling to make ends meet. We're talking about a target group that really needs it and a target group that is really proud and eager to stay on their own feet. She calls the stores a win-win-win for everyone involved, manufacturers and retailers, customers, and the nonprofits that typically run the social supermarkets. The environment also benefits since less food ends up in landfills. I've never seen any disadvantage of its implementation, she says, if it's done properly. It also helps society to reduce its welfare costs. The social supermarket model has flourished in Europe since 2008. Holwig says that there are about 1,000 stores spread across the continent, including France, Austria, Belgium, Luxembourg, Romania, and Switzerland. Though it may seem counterintuitive, Holwig thinks a key reason the model works so well is that the stores don't give away the food. Customers have a choice while shopping, even if the prices are just symbolic. They're still treated as a customer. They can even return or exchange a product if it's not good, she says. And this, to me, makes a major difference. In addition to cutting down their grocery bills, customers can take classes on cooking, budgeting, resume writing, and more. Stores periodically review memberships, and Holwig says the goal is to help keep customers out of poverty and on their way back to shopping at a traditional grocery store. The social supermarkets themselves are not designed to be one-stop shopping in the first place. Because of how they stock their shelves, selection could differ widely from one visit to another. For example, oil, butter, and flour can be hard to come by. The UK store Community Shop is a subsidiary of the British company Shop, a commercial firm that redistributes surplus food and goods, and will be stocked with donations from major retailers and manufacturers. Sarah Dunwell, the company Shop, Director of Environment and Social Affairs, says the stores are a way to be kind to both people and the environment. Now, one of the things that's kind of frustrating about this is that I, you know, worked for years in a very popular natural foods chain in the United States, and it was just trash, and there were even people who got fired for taking the food out of the trash. I don't even know what to say. I know that it's not right to steal, you know, but the thing is that if you don't pay your employees enough to not steal, then you know what I mean? I know that that's kind of a,
alarm bells should be ringing there.
Yeah, but it's, you know, they would write the food off and have to throw it away, as opposed to, you know, writing it off and taking it to the soup kitchen, write it off and give it to somebody who might be having problems. It's like they'd rather, I mean, as a natural food place, which is supposed to be a community store, rather throw it away than let somebody have it. And, you know, the store I worked at used to be it was actually the only natural food store where I grew up for a long time. And then it was bought out by a major franchise, or, you know, natural franchise, and that's when it became like that, because before that they were very good about, you know, taking care of the employees because they owned it. But, you know, when it became what it is, there you go. So if there's anybody that has any opinions about that, anybody who, you know, has been in management or anything like that, that, I mean, I was in management there and I still didn't have a problem, but I wasn't you know, somebody who was actually dealing with the, you know, that particular, you know, the grocery department or the dairy department and stuff like that. So, but anyway, I think that this is an awesome idea. I mean, I think it's absolutely incredible. I think that it's great, and I think that it's something that people should be doing all over the place, and I just can't believe that it even has to be something that's even, like, written about or bragged about. It's just, I just can't believe that it's even something that's even a topic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. I remember when, a couple of years ago, Tesco were throwing some food out.
Because it was horse?
Yes. No.
Did you
I think you finished?
Yeah.
I think the freezers broke or something, so it started to defrost. So they're chucking it out, and people were going in, like, helping themselves to the packets because they're in the bin, and they got arrested.
Wow.
Oh, diddly.
Stop it. Stop it.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I thought it might have been interesting. But...
You know I wasn't talking to you.
You're talking to the cat.
Yeah, she's knocking stuff over.
Hello, Palindrome.
Palindrome.
Oh, sorry. From here, because I'm sitting quite far away from the screen. It looks like Palindrome. It sounds better.
It does not sound better.
Step into the Palindrome.
the Palindrome and the Pleasure Dome. You know what we're going to do?
Listen to System of a Down.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to a nice, peaceful song. And when we come back, we're going to try to take that caller again.
When she's finished on the phone. Talking about Friday.
She was talking about Friday.
Friday.
I don't know what she was talking about. I guess she was probably talking about Friday.
Yeah, but we stopped listening in because obviously it was a private
call. It was a private conversation.
So what we heard, we'll keep it as a secret.
And we'll be right back, everybody. This is Broken Earth Radio. If you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421. Remember, we're going to be asking you our question. We're going to be asking you our esoteric question of the day, which is basically, would you rather lose your old memories or not be able to create new ones? And why?
Well, both.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. She, you know, Palindromes is worried about the sriracha sauce short. How can you say that? The sriracha sauce shortage?
What is...
Sriracha is it's sauce. A red sauce. It's a hot red sauce. Sriracha sauce shortage. Sriracha sausage. How about that?
Sausage.
The sriracha sausage. I'm worried about it. Anyway, we'll be right back. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. Broken Earth.
Apologies for not being able to chat in the chat room. I am guest 1742. I am there, but I can't log in.
What we're saying in the chat room is we're talking about how, you know, it's hard to find food that doesn't have the high fructose corn syrup. And, you know, when we used to teach people how to shop, especially if they weren't able to shop at more expensive stores, high-end, quote, organic or natural food stores, we would tell people to stay on the outside of the aisles. Don't go down the middle aisles. You know, stay on the outside.
I hadn't heard, sorry to interject.
You had never heard that?
I hadn't heard that until the other day when I was watching Brandon Carter, big Brandon Carter.
Oh, really? Really?
My life workout that I'm doing at the moment. He's the fitness guy. He actually said that. He's actually skirt around the edges where all the fresh veg and everything.
And
where the,
I've told you that.
Whoa.
I probably have said that. Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Yeah. You're just not listening to me because I'm not Brandon Carter. Just because I'm not.
Did you say something about Brandon? My Brandon. Maybe
you
tell me, and I was just like, you know, I got to get my beans.
Anyway, so. But yes, stay on the outside, and even
of the supermarket.
Of yes, stay outside of the supermarket.
You'll never get that.
Stay on the outside aisles of the supermarket.
Oh, it's within 10.
Oh my gosh! Stop talking. And then, and even if you're at a natural food store, because I remember this guy getting so angry. I thought my kids could have anything here, and they came home and they had all this crap, and it's just like, it's, you got to watch your kids. You can't just set your kids free.
Wait a minute. So he was moaning about the stuff he'd bought for his kids.
Because, as if he hadn't looked at what he was buying, because he thought that just because he stepped through the doors of a natural food store that he could just let his kids run wild, but there's still natural junk food. It's still crap, but it's just better for you than Cheetos, you know? But it's still not great. So.
Well, to be fair, you know, I mean, I usually do go, I mean, like a lettuce and what's this round thing's called? Those onions.
Onions.
I got myself some Funyuns and... Never mind.
You know what I've noticed, though, is that the junk food tastes different over there. Like the soda, when you got me soda, because I was, it tasted so hard.
Rainbow.
It tasted horrible. It tasted like plastic and gasoline or something.
What soda was that then?
It was Dr. Pepper.
Is that what I got?
You got me Dr. Pepper, and it tasted like Dr. P or Dr. Peeper.
Well, there was a kidney stone in there. Dr. Pepper, why would I buy that? You must have requested it. I mean, surely I do not keep Dr. Pepper in.
I know you don't. I just told you you got it for me because my stomach was hurting, and I wanted a soda so I could burp.
You thought you called the doctor.
I got to get the Dr. Pepper over.
What's
here?
What's the worst that could happen, right?
Anyway, let's take
a call. I'm back on the ear. Right.
Yeah, let's. I hope she's back
on.
Let's see. 617, are you done talking to other people?
I am. How are you?
We're good. How are you doing, sweetheart? How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I had been on hold for a little while, and then one of my girlfriends called from work, and it's snowing here in the Northeast. So
we understand.
Like,
we understand.
Okay.
We were sitting there listening to you gossip about people, and we were putting you all on blast. No, we weren't doing that. We didn't do it to you.
Girl!
We just heard something about Friday.
I hope you weren't. Well, was actually talking about one of my girlfriend, she kind of needs a boyfriend. Anyway.
No. We didn't hear all that. We didn't hear all that. We did not hear all that.
We should have the juicy bits.
But we do have a question for you.
Yes.
You ready? Your question is,
what's happening Friday?
Would you rather lose all your memories or not be able to make new ones?
Let's lose the memory.
Really?
Yeah, let's lose the memory, because then I can start from a fresh slate and no toxicity, nothing. I can start from the beginning. Let's lose the memory.
That's actually a great answer. That's actually
Thanks.
A good answer. That's a good one. I like that.
Thanks.
I really did. Bill was saying he'd rather lose all of it. He doesn't want to remember and he doesn't want to know anything.
What? That's not what I said.
That's a good answer. That's a super answer. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Well, if you could have, you know, a simple question to put out there today, to, you know, like a very simple question, what is your question that you have for me, you know, to throw out there?
I mean, is that relative to just kind of what we were talking on, or just any simple question?
Or just whatever. Just whatever.
I guess a simple question would be, how fast is it going to take me to materialize the things that I've been asking the universe for and have been open to receive?
How quickly will you start receiving? Okay, let's
right.
see. Let's see.
Because I've made a decision to live on purpose.
Okay, so you're starting to manifest, and you want to see when you're going to actually start seeing some results that you can actually say, "Hey, this is a result. This is something." Hold on just a moment. Gosh, I shouldn't have. These fingernails, Bill.
They're falling off.
Oh, they're just in the way. They're cupcakes. It's like cupcake sprinkles on my fingers. And they're so cute, but they really are for somebody who's five. Okay, let's see. You've got quite a few things that it looks like are going to start happening for you. I want to just say, over the next few weeks, like around the second or so week of January. But the thing is that, and this is something I want to tell you, your next life cycle is actually called the things you put your time into start panning out. It's a financial cycle, and it's also a cycle if you want to start investing, if you want to start manifesting larger. I mean, that's where it looks like you're going to actually start seeing some real results, even like as far as next August. But it really does look like even in the next few weeks, there's some positive things happening. But with your next cycle, and I just want you to know this, with your next cycle being a financial cycle, it is going to be filled with ethical challenges too, okay? Just remember that. But you should start seeing some things just over the next few weeks coming at you. But the cycle you are in is actually about, the best way I can put it into words for right now for you to reflect on is it's about prioritizing. Okay? So you're going to start seeing some results, but they're still going to be forcing you to weigh things out, to balance things out. Okay?
Can I ask a question off this? So when you say challenges, is this challenges around obtaining, or is this challenges around what I do with the stuff that I've obtained? Because
it's going to be that. Okay, go for it.
I'm sorry. I'm just.
It's okay.
Here's why I'm asking: is I've gotten to a place where I've noticed that I've asked in the past the universe for some very big things. And then when I get the things, I sabotage myself. And part of the reason why I'm sabotaging myself is this two-part thing. One, I believe that I'm not worthy. And two, I've in the past have felt that I wasn't worthy. Let me rephrase this. And two, I had always been afraid that people were going to take, or I couldn't have because, you know, somebody was going to take it. I'm past that. I'm over it. Bring it on. So I'm kind of the bigger, the better, because I can't continue to do what I've been doing, and that's been living small. I'm over it. It doesn't feel good for me. It doesn't feel good, you know, for me. This is not what I envisioned for my life, and I can't continue to live small to make other people feel comfortable, and that's what I've been doing with my blessings. So now I'm putting it out there that I'm ready to receive big, and I don't care who has a problem with it. It's mine. Oh, well, you people, you guys will live. So that's why I asked about, is it about sharing resources or is it just about receiving resources? But you've already answered that question where you're saying it's both.
Right. It's going to be both.
Okay.
So, but just remember that, I mean, the best advice I can give to you is in regards to should I or shouldn't I, is if you really have it to give, just don't expect it back. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean,
basically what I'm going to say to you is this, because I'm trying to keep it simple. If I came up to you and said, could I have $500? I swear I'll pay you back by Thursday. If you actually have $500 to give me, just give me $500 and tell me, you know, go on ahead and pay it, you know, in some other way to somebody else, because I just don't need to feel like I don't need you hanging over my head. And you don't need me hanging over your head. And if you can't do that, don't do that anymore. And this is going to help satiate your issues with people taking from you.
Okay. But it's like when people take, it's like almost like a takedown. You know what I mean? Like, she's got this big, bright, shiny light, and we've got to take it from her because we don't know what the hell that is, and we don't want her to have it. It's more like a very nasty takedown, and that's what I've been nervous of. But now I'm at the point where I don't care because I'm tired of living small. So I heard what you said about if I have it, just give it, and if I don't have it, don't give it.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
You're welcome, Aaron. And we're back, everybody. Sorry about that.
That was totally lame.
Yeah, it really was.
Do you want to tell them why?
No, I don't. But let me tell you this. I was looking at the chat room, and Palindrome was saying something about how the Oreo is as addictive as cocaine or something. But the thing
I wouldn't
is,
know that because I've never had an Oreo.
Well, the thing is, though, is that sugar, if you look at the chemical compounds that make up sugar and the chemical compound that makes up cocaine, they're only like a couple of, like, things off, like hydrogens or something like that off.
Cocaine.
I've never done it, so I don't know. What about it? I've had plenty of Oreos. I'm eating them right now. I'm just kidding. I'm not eating
cocaine.
Oreos. It's a hell of a drug.
Yes, it is.
You've been watching Dave Chappelle?
Who's Dave Chappelle?
You know who Dave Chappelle is.
That's right.
Hi, Kale. Heaven. Oh, she left.
Kale.
She put a heart and she left.
As soon as she heard me, she was out of here.
She's like, heart, I'm out. I'm gone. I'm not here anymore. That sucks that we got cut off on that caller because I was having a really good time talking to
her. I just wanted to go into rage. Smashing stuff up.
Were you doing your Hulk thing?
Yeah, I was like, grow.
I did. I smashed up my new Christmas present.
Smashed up my own face. Well, tell people what you got.
Well, every Christmas, because Bill loves me so much, he always gives me presents. He gives me tons and tons of presents that I get to open every day. And today, I got to open. It's a bakery because it's Grandma's North Pole Bakery, and she's got a cupcake on the top of the house, and it's got sprinkles and pretties, and it's got trees, evergreen trees. It's got two little trees that go with it, and it's just so pretty. And I saw it, and I just wanted to start crying my eyes out.
And it lights up.
And it lights up.
It was difficult to find, I'll tell you that. It is rare. I think it's actually from 2002, so keep the box and everything because it's, keep it all in mint condition because it's rare.
It's Elfland North Pole series, and I collect sweets. I've got I have a cupcake Ferris wheel that has cupcakes that women make for me. They're like faux food cupcakes, and I've got all these little teapots and I love the look of sweets. I love the way they look. So if anybody wants to know what to get me, that's what you're supposed to be.
What's the name of the company? Isn't it like a number or something? I can't remember.
It says North Pole Series.
On the box it's got like some, the name of the range is something like something with a number.
Department 56.
That's it. Whatever you do, do not put that into Google because you will be freaking out at the most awesome things. It's got like houses and like old English houses that light up and stuff like that. I said, don't do it. What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Do not go to Google Images and look at that stuff because it'll be addictive and you'll have like your whole little village going on there.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah, how awesome is that stuff? Department 56.
It's like that Christmas tree.
212.
That I posted on my Facebook page. And if anybody wants to find us, you can find us on Facebook under Broken Earth Radio Show or under Psychic Nunu. If you need any help with any sort of distant healing, you can get in touch with Bill. You can get in touch with Bill on both of those, but you can also get in touch with him more private-like through
privately.
through Psychic Nunu and Broken Earth Radio Show. Just kidding. Through Bill Doyle at live.com. That's Bill Doyle at live.com.
I get an astronauty on the depths. But seriously, though, if anybody needs some healer, if anybody needs some an extra boost into healing, don't hesitate to drop me an email, and I'll see what I can do for you.
Bill?
Yes.
There's a gingerbread house.
Where? It lights up.
Yes.
And I know, I told you. I knew it was a mistake.
And there's Gingy. And there's a cupcake, a big, huge, gigantic cupcake on top of it. It's here.
Now,
I'm about to have a fever.
I don't know what's going on with next week with it being Christmas. Hoping to do a show, but I don't know where I'll be. And is it illegal to be drunk while on a radio show?
No.
It's not. So, okay, so we might be doing a show next week, but I might be drunk.
He's kidding. We're actually doing several shows next week. We're going to do a couple of morning shows, and we're going to do the regular show.
7 o'clock, Christmas morning. Not doing that.
We're going to do a Christmas Day show in the morning.
No, I can't do that. No,
it's happening.
No way.
It's totally happening.
Yeah.
And you can listen to us make Eden and Cole do shots of lemon.
Watch douche shots?
They're going to do shots of lemon juice.
Oh, I think it's a douche shots.
They're doing shots of lemon juice.
Douche shots of lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
Anyway, we need to record some actual information here because we are just like losing people. I was looking at Simon Cowell for some reason because he looks like he's got breast implants.
Are you serious?
So, yeah, I mean, I'd say, all right, I'll stick it in. No, I can't even stick it in the chat room because I can't log in. All right, well, forget that. Here we go. News article.
Jessica made some bacon bacon chocolate chip cookies.
Bacon tester?
The tester is from another thing. She made some bacon. Okay, go on.
Sorry, it's just everything's crashing and.
Well, why don't you deal with that and let me take a caller?
All right.
Okay, I'm going to take. I'm going to take the caller from. We already listened to them.
No, we didn't.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
I totally thought that I already played that song.
No.
That's the song I thought I just played.
Yeah, that was Soil.
Oh.
I didn't even know it was Slow Down or anymore. Who are you? You take the call, and then.
Hi, caller at 646. Yeah. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing?
Hi. You guys sound so cute together.
We're just bickering. I'm just kidding.
Mike.
But we do have a question for you.
Sure.
First off, what's your name, dear? What's your name?
My name is Christina.
Christina. Well, Christina, it's wonderful to meet you. And our question for you is, would you rather lose all your past memories or not be able to make new ones?
Can you repeat the question again?
Yeah. Would you rather he did that earlier. He thinks he's funny. Would you rather lose all your past memories or would you rather not be able to make new memories?
I would rather be able to create new memories. So that's what I would choose.
Okay.
I want to retain the ability to create new memories.
Okay, so you'd rather have new experiences day after day after day and just see the world as a new place and not deal with whatever was left behind.
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. One of our other callers said that too. You know, one of our other ones did too. But Christina, okay, now this is the deal. I want you to think about a very simple question, something like, you know, just a very simple thing that you'd like an answer for today. And what's your question?
Would it work out in my favor?
Will it work out in your favor?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. All right, let's see. All right, let's see what's going on here. Interesting. Hold on. Interesting. No. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because it looks like you're going to put all your coins, which basically means everything that is important to you, into this situation, okay? And it looks like the situation is already kind of teeter-tottering between yay or nay anyhow. And it looks like what you're going to be learning in the process is that this is not exactly what you really wanted anyway. But I'm going to tell you something awesome. In your process, it does look like you're going to be meeting an incredible individual. You're going to start, and you're going to meet this person through your work. And it also looks like that is someone that you're going to end up being with. So even though whatever it is that you're kind of focusing in right now looks like it's not going to be exactly what you thought you wanted, in your process you do find what you want. So it's a little bit of a yay and nay. It's a little bit of a yes and no, but the exact thing you're centering in right now, it looks like it may not be exactly what's going to be your thing, okay? Just think about
all
it.
All right.
Okay, dear? And let us know how you're doing. Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Hang in there. Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, did you get it together? Did you get it together?
Yes. So are you going to hold up my end of the deal? Your end of the deal, even?
I can't remember what my end of the deal was, so yeah, I'll do it.
Get on it, then.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody. It's Broken Earth Radio Show.
Yeah.
And we'll be back in about...
Relax.
We'll be back in 3 minutes. Yeah. Oh, gosh. We'll be back in 3 minutes, guys. And if you want to give us a call, the number's 347-215-8421.
Do we? Do we know? waiting for you. Are you sweet berries ready for two ghosts or no different than you? Ghosts are now waiting for you. Are you dreaming? Dreaming the night. Dreaming alright.
Sounds a System of a Down. Pain Drums is nice music. I presume they're not being sarcastic. They better not be being sarcastic, because I'm going to bring the pain on your drone.
It's palindrome.
All right. So, the amount of sea ice in the Arctic has increased by close to 50% compared to last year, according to satellite measurements. ESA's Cryosat mission revealed that in October this year, the Arctic had 9,000 cubic kilometers of sea ice. This compares to just 6,000 cubic kilometers in October 2012. Scientists believe part of this stronger performance is due to the greater retention of older ice. Over the last few decades, satellites have shown a downward trend in the area of the Arctic Ocean covered by ice. However, the actual volume of sea ice has proven difficult to find out because it moves around at its and so its thickness can change. The Cryosat 2 satellite was designed to measure sea ice thickness across the entire Arctic Ocean and allow scientists for the first time to monitor the overall change in volume accurately. Scientists claim around 90% of the increase is due to growth of multi-year ice, which survives more than one summer without melting, with only 10% growth of first year ice. It goes on, but basically this is no news to me, because, you know, global warming, gotta pay the global warming tax because the ice is melting. Please send aid to the Arctic for Santa Claus, because he's melting, you know. But you notice that they changed from global warming to started using climate change instead, because, you know, to be more, it'll be a broader horizon of a
right. It's not just about it becoming warmer. It's also becoming colder.
Sorry, climate change.
Right.
Now they're not seeing global warming. It's funny. There's a picture of Al Gore stood there saying, "Oh, climate change," and he's all freezing up. Sorry, global warming. He's saying, "Oh, global warming," and he's all frozen.
Well, you know, if the climate's changing in one spot and it's changing in another spot, isn't it not balancing itself out?
Well, yeah, I believe it's climate change.
I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you something, though. I'm going to tell you something. And anybody can feel free to argue with me because, remember, I don't know everything.
Hey, you've given me permission to argue with you.
And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about – I'm just kidding. You can
everybody
if you want to. But the thing is that the earth is always going to take care of itself. We're the ones that have to have something to worry about. You know, if the earth wants to get rid of us, it'll do something. It'll get rid of us. There will be diseases that come in. You know, so it's like, are we supposed to be saving the environment for the earth itself or for ourselves?
Well, you know, I was thinking the other day, I kind of felt sorry for rats and mice and vermin and that because people see them as vermin and they want to kill them, you know, like squirrels and things because, you know, with the vermin and, you know, there was a mouse in work not too long ago and it crawled into parts and it was like, oh my God, it's a mouse.
Kill it.
Squashed its brain.
Kill it with fire, right.
And I was like, I can't do that. And it was there and it was in the corner washing its little face because he walked through some spider webs. I couldn't believe it. I was like, ah, you poor little thing. So I scooped him up and took him outside, you know. And then I got rabies. But basically, I scooped him up. I couldn't bear, you know, to kill, you know, that thing. And there was once I put rat poison down for a rat that kept coming back, a huge rat that was in the garden. I wanted to put it down because I had rabbits, and I thought they might have got myxomatosis or something off it, you know. And I saw this rat coming back day after day. It just deteriorated. I turned into a zombie, and it didn't even have the energy to run away at the end. It just sat there one day looking up at me. And I felt so bad for putting this poison down. And it makes me wonder, well, you know, these people you see, you know, just mindlessly kill these creatures. I think to myself, well, why is this bad? It's because they seem vermin because they're destructive. You know,
and they can carry diseases.
And they carry diseases. But then again, I thought to myself, well, what if there's an outside race of beings that look down at us? Are we not the same?
Yeah, we carry diseases.
We carry
and we're
diseases.
Destructive.
We're destructive. We're destroying rainforests and stuff like that. And we may be viewed as a lower being because of the way we treat this earth. But unfortunately, we might all get tarnished with the same brush. You know, it makes me think about these rats. You know, there could be some rat who's living a good life and he's not destructive. He's just trying to get by. And someone squashes him saying, that's for chewing through my freaking car.
Yeah, because what was his name? What was that rat's name that just wanted to cook for us to eat?
Ratatouille guy, yeah. You know, but, you know, I mean, that's, you know what I mean, though? You know what I'm trying to say?
Mickey Mouse, yeah. He just wants to have a romance. I know what you're talking about. You know I know what you're talking about. Smurf? No? You're not going to say anything?
That's the end of that.
Okay, let's take a call.
But I noticed that Palindrome was enjoying the music.
I said that Palindrome. Oh, no, I didn't say that out loud. I was thinking Palindrome was enjoying the music.
Well, have I changed? I used to be guest 1742. What am I now?
Guest 1982 or guest 1962?
Probably the oldest one. Because, you know, I'm getting old now. You know, people at work say to me, are you really, you know... what? I didn't even finish what I was saying while you're laughing.
Because nobody is going to believe that you're going to say the age that you're about to put out there.
28.
Nobody is going to believe that you're 28.
Why wouldn't people believe that I'm 28?
Because...
Why? Why won't people believe I'm 28?
Because you're just so cool.
That's right. The reason, I don't know, I don't know your reasons, but the reasons I was going to say is that people at work think I'm older than I am because I know songs that I shouldn't do from many years ago.
Yeah, that's the reason why. The reason.
I look and sound like an old man.
Have I ever said something like that?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
You freaking have. Do I sound like an old man?
Well, I'm going to take a call while you sat over there mumbling, but we're going to talk to Kat. And we're going to...
Pesky kids with the devil music.
We're going to talk to Kat. We're going to ask Kat our esoteric question of the day. Hold on just a moment. Kat, are you there?
On and on. But I love mice and rats. I love mice. I love squirrels. Yeah. I love squirrels. I give them peanuts.
I like squirrels, too.
Yeah.
I like squirrels, too. Well, Kat, I have a question for you. You ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Okay. Would you rather not be able to... I forgot the way that the question's supposed to be phrased. Okay. Would you rather lose all your old memories or never be able to make new ones?
Have to make new ones.
You think you'd like to make new ones or not be able to?
I would want to make new ones.
You would? Okay. All right. That seems to be what a lot of people would prefer right today.
So I think
my old memories don't serve me anymore. I think they were pretty bad.
Okay. Okay. Now, remember, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just how you feel. And the thing is, there could come a day where you felt differently. You know what I mean? But, you know, it...
You'd forget that you feel different because you wouldn't know how you first felt.
Okay, Bill.
I feel like I've been drinking.
That's what happens when you get around us. Okay, well, Kat, if you could have a simple question to put out there today to the universe, what is your simple question that you'd like to have answered?
It would be my spiritual journey that I'm finding out that nothing is happening because I don't love myself the way I should.
Oh, wow. You know, one of our other callers was saying that she hasn't been loving herself either properly.
I guess I never realized it.
You thought you were, and now you're saying that you don't.
Well, I knew that I didn't totally, but I didn't think I was that hard on myself. But when James Van Praagh told me that today, I thought I was going to flip.
Huh. Interesting. I guess, what were you going to say to me?
I think I'm hanging on to my mother's old stuff.
You could be. I'm sorry. We're all kind of scattered. What were you going to say, Bill?
I was going to say, realization is the half the battle to positive change, I believe. Without realization, you cannot make that difference. If you do not realize that something needs to be changed.
True.
He just basically rephrased G.I. Joe's "No one is half the battle, go Joe."
No, it isn't.
Yes, he totally did.
No, my quote has been around before G.I. Joe.
Nothing was around before G.I. Joe.
You're probably right.
But
so
Kat, anyway, this is about you.
From my guys?
What now, dear?
Do you have a message from any of my...
Well, actually, I was going to say, you know, did you have something that you wanted to ask? Or is that just your question? Is there a message from your guys?
Well, how can I move forward?
How can you move forward?
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on just a moment. Look, see what's going on here. I want to need somebody to shuffle for me. These nails are not a good idea. Conflicts and then speed and history.
Are they as long as the Long Island medium nails?
Oh, no.
These really long ones look like pork scratchings.
Oh, my goodness. The ones I had on earlier were just crazy long. I mean, they were so long that it was almost, it was insane.
They're that long. They entered the room 5 minutes before you arrived.
They did. They definitely did. Let me tell you something, Kat. Let me tell you something in all seriousness. Right now, you're in a cycle that's actually about conflicts and also the unexpected conflicts. And so what I'm kind of sensing is that, I mean, I want you to imagine that you are walking down a door. You're just walking down a hallway, and the doors are going to be opening. Somebody's going to say something to you. You deal with that. Another door opens. But the thing is, it's like you have a goal. It's like you're trying to get to room 415, but you're starting at room 400, and you have to walk there, and you're going to have people popping out and saying stuff, and you're going to have something to do, and you keep going forward because you're trying to deal with whatever you're trying to deal with. So basically, what you're hearing me say, because I don't want to lose you, is focus on your life cycle. Your cycle right now is just basically going to be about conflicts and accomplishing things. And your next cycle, which starts next summer, is actually just it's actually called history. So what's going to be going on with you when we get into next summer and into like the you know the middle of you know this cycles are basically the time between one summer and the next. I'm trying to keep this short because our questions are supposed to be really really short answered, but. If you just focus on the conflicts that come to you now, when you get to the summertime, you're going to have some really nice things that are going to be going on for you. There's a lot of history, a lot of people that are going to be coming back from your past, just a lot of just repeating of, but it's a positive thing. It's a positive cycle. So instead of trying to think about what do I need to do first, just walk down the hallway and let things happen and deal with them as they come. And I hope that makes sense. I hope I have not lost you all over the world.
No,
okay?
You have. No.
Okay, so just, you know, don't focus on trying to have a structure necessarily. I mean, have a structure with whatever it is that you need to do with your daily life. But
right.
When it comes to the big picture, take things as they come. And when you get to your next cycle, you're going to be dealing with some really cool stuff, you know, because it's about history. It's about history. Okay? I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you.
I really do. Okay, dear. Thank you for listening, and thanks for sharing, and thanks for everything.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, you know, someone told me the other day, they said, you remind me of Jim Carrey.
Oh, gross. Really?
Yeah. I presume not in the looks, but...
No. Now I'm never going to get that out of my head. How weird do you act at work?
Let me think. I'm not even going to tell you what happened today. So pretty weird.
Oh, my God.
Tell me what, you know, in my genre of music, what you've got there, so we can do Pain Drone, some more of that sweet, awesome music.
Okay.
In my little corner there.
Oh, geez.
Jeez.
I said, oh, geez.
Got any corn there?
No, I took all that off.
What?
You didn't tell me to keep it on there. No.
You told me something's uploaded. It stays on there.
No, I told you that, but then I found out that I could delete things.
So you deleted all my music.
Mm-hmm. No, I did not delete your music, but I want to take another caller. and then we'll play one of your beautiful songs.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Dealio.
Don't say that.
Why? Who says that?
Oh, caller at 216. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today, or what's on your mind?
Hey, hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Just
hey.
Doing what we do. Doing what we do. Did you
right.
Did you hear our question? Did you hear our esoteric question of the day?
No, I sure didn't.
Okay, our question for our callers is this. Would you rather lose all of your old memories or never be able to make new memories?
Lose all my old memories or never be able to
make
new memories?
Be able to make new ones. Yep.
Oh, man. Oh. I think I would... Oh, I don't know. Who thought of that one, right?
Not easy.
There's no right or wrong answer. There's no right or wrong answer. You know what I mean? But, you know, but you got to pick one.
Same.
Yeah, I would have to
forget
my old. Oh.
You'd like to
maybe
use your old ones, you think?
Yeah, that's like back and forth. You know, maybe lose all my old memories and then. But that's kind of, it's like a hairline. It only wins maybe like by a hairline, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. There you go. There you go. I mean, you know, Bill would rather lose all his memories and not make anything so that he's just sort of like this, you know.
Vegetable.
Which one did y'all choose?
Now, honestly, Bill picked he'd rather keep his memory.
But the reason I chose I'd rather keep my memories I've already got is so I wouldn't forget who I was and where I've been to be the person who I am today.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Damn straight.
I don't know. That would be back and forth every day with me. So I don't know.
But that's true. That's true. But you may, you know, if one day you may never want to remember certain things, and then there's another day that you, you know, you're just, oh my gosh, you know, you just want to sit back and daydream, and you know.
I suppose though, in my case though, it'd be like Groundhog Day, but I'd forget that it's been Groundhog Day. So I'd be living in bliss because I wouldn't remember that I'd lived the same. Am I making any sense?
You're making perfectly good sense.
Very good.
But you couldn't ever get out of the past, though. But anyhow, caller, if you could have one simple question to ask your guides today, what's your simple question?
Oh, well, I got one regular question and one kind of absurd question. Am I going to hit the Mega Millions? And my other question is, do you see me moving next year? And if I'm moving anywhere to, is it local? Is it not far from where I'm at?
So let's just, we got to keep it simple because you're starting to try to get a reading now. And what we're doing is just like one. I know what you mean, though, but what I'll do is let me look and see when you'll be moving. Okay, I'm gonna look and see when you'll be moving. And we'll be able to kind of tell if it's near or far. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. I actually think that he's going to be moving. Let's see. I was wanting to see what happened around May. I mean, I'm sorry, April. But hold on just a moment. Let's see. We get you to April, and it actually... There it is. Yeah. It looks like you're moving around April for May time, but it doesn't look like it's far. It looks like it's just local.
Okay.
Yeah. But it does look like it's around April, May. Yep. There you go.
Oh. All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for asking. I mean, I'm sorry, for answering our question. And you hang in there, and good luck with your move, okay?
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You made those millions. Thanks for calling.
And the Mega Millions, I think the Mega Millions is like 500 something million dollars now.
Well, maybe he's in the, you know, the sub millions right now. I was gonna ask you in the music industry, but I didn't get that in there quick enough. Disappeared. With a feeling it might have been, you know. So, what did you find on the list of Bill Awesomeness?
Well, the thing is that the list is not broken up by the songs you pick and the great songs I pick.
Just scroll through them quickly and tell me what it is.
I don't know. There's a lot of things. It's because we're going to take up all the rest of the time trying to find a song.
Have you got Marilyn Manson on there?
No.
You should do.
What's the name of the song I'm supposed to have?
Mechanical Animals.
Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back, everybody, to close the show out. Listen to this mess.
What?
Yeah.
Well, come back. That was for palindromes.
Palindromes.
You know what that song reminds me of? I used to sit around, drink beers, play Tony Hawk's all day, and listen to the Marilyn Manson Mechanical Animals album.
That was
awesome. The days. She is gone. She is gone. She is gone.
But palindrome left.
Who was it, she?
I don't know if it was a she or not.
Damn it.
I was assuming palindrome was a she.
Mary Lou. So, and next week I'm going to be talking about UROs. Maybe even USOs.
What are those?
UROs. Basically, I'm going to talk about ghost trains. USOs is unidentified submerged objects.
Cool. That's going to be fun. And we're going to have several shows during the Christmas season because Bill's going to be off for a couple of weeks, and we're going to be able to have shows in the morning. So we're going to have some morning, like overnight shows in the States, morning shows for overseas. And
you really believe this?
I know it's going to happen. And you know what?
Invented the steam engine.
What?
That's right. Watt. A bloke called Watt who invented the steam engine.
It's going to happen.
Well, it's not going to be Christmas Day. It's certainly not going to be Saturday because I am going to be so hungover.
You are not going to be hungover. You always act like it.
Rituality.
You always act like you're going to be out drinking and partying, and then you come home early and you yell at me. I'm just kidding.
I get drunk, and then when I'm drunk, nobody even knows that I'm drunk.
I know. You really don't. You don't get drunk.
I get drunk, but what's the word? Compose myself.
You just sit there.
I was watching the show was about to end, but I was watching the program. You know, I always feel invaded by all these CCTV cameras that are around everywhere. But I'm watching a program about the town of Chester, city of Chester. And there's all these cameras around everywhere. There's so many cameras, and they keep an eye on what's going on all night and stuff like that. It actually makes me feel a bit safer, actually, because I'm supposed to be going out, so I don't know if there's any trouble. The police are going to be there in a couple of minutes, you know. So it's kind of like cognitive dissonance, because the situation, you know, in some ways I don't like the invasion of the you know.
Right.
Surveillance, but in second hand, I do feel safer now after watching this one. Anyway.
We'll see you guys next week. We'll see you next Tuesday for sure, and maybe even before that.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Christmas Eve.
Maybe. But like,
yeah, I don't know. Well,
we've got 10 seconds at the end of the show. Oh, my God.
Well, stop. We'll see you next week at some point. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.